Welcome everybody to Shir number 14, Simon Kof Dalid. Din Achbar, Shenimtza B'Yayin O B'Sheicher. We'll read the Mechaber now, and then the Ramah, and we'll go into the Shachantaz. Achbara de Dabra, Nosin Tam L'Shvach. A country squirrel gives off a good taste. Shahari Ol Al Shulchan Lachim, because it's placed on the Shulchan of Kings, King's table. It's a delicacy. Aval Achbara Demata, here it's an Achbara Demata, that's probably like a rodent, a mouse, a city mouse, like a rat. Misveikalan, Imashbiach Beshechar, Vechometz, O Imhu Pogim, or maybe it gives a bad taste. So in the city mouse, we don't know if it gives a good taste or a bad taste in Sheikhar and Chometz. Sheikhar and Chometz is beer and, let's say, vinegar here. Lefikach, im nafal l'sheikhar o l'chometz, if it falls into the beer or the vinegar, bitzonein, and everything is cold, v'hisiru shalem, and you take it out, Shalem, it doesn't fall apart. Im lo shabatocho meit le'eit, if it didn't stay there for 24 hours, mutter. Everything is mutter. Aval im haya roteach, but if it's roteach, the sheikhar, the chometz is hot. O afilu tzonim v'shabatocho meit le'eit, or if everything is cold and it stayed there for 24 hours, because after 24 hours, it pickles. Bein shehisiru shalem, bein shenechtach lechatichot dakot. Whether or not you took it out whole, or whether you took it out in parts, it got cut up somehow. V'yachol esanano, and you can sift it. V'misanen it with a sifter. V'inyin shelo yishar mimeno b'tocho klum, in a way that nothing is left behind. Bein shenimuach b'tocho legamrei. Or if it all dissolved, the nase kulo mashke, and it turned into one big liquid, v'lonishtayer mimenu shum mamashot, and no pieces were left behind, mamashot. It just, the difference between mamashot and nimuach is that there's mamashot, you can feel the pieces, and nimuach is that it just turned into liquid, it dissolved completely. Niter al yedei she'ashishim behater. Then at that point you need shishim against the achbar. That's the answer. V'im nechtach lechatichot dakot. If it got, let's say, ground up, not liquefied, ground up. V'hu be'inyan she'enu yachol esanano, and you can't sift it. K'gon shinit arav hasheichar o achometz b'machal av, like, for example, that the beer or the vinegar got mixed up with something that gave it a certain amount of thickness. Hakol aser, everything is aser. V'ein shem bittel, and there doesn't have a din of bittel, a name of bittel. V'chashin and shem yifka b'mashal shall iser v'lo yargish, because we suspect that someone will actually taste the mamasho. Remember, mamasho has to be a piece. Shel iser v'lo yargish, and won't taste, he won't notice. He'll end up eating it. Yelo yargish, he's going to end up eating it. Ramah, dafka b'sheretz, only sheretz has this din. Yesh l'chush im nishar sham shelo yachol la'utzion, that you can't get it out. Avul shari surim, but other isurim, let's say in the vela that got cut up into little parts, ein l'chush. We don't care that it didn't get nimuach. It didn't reach a stage of nimuach, and it only is in chatichot dakot, small pieces. So basically what we're saying is that if the achbar falls into the taruvis, if it gets ground up completely to the point where it's liquefied, nimuach, it's dissolved, so then it's batel. You need 60 against it. Bottle. If it remains in pieces, so then it's never bottle if you can't get it out. The Ramah says that this is only according to Shratzim. This din applies only to Shratzim. But by Shari Surim, it will be batel if you can't separate it. And we'll see soon that the Taz argues about that point. Alright, before we go into this whole din of why the Achbar is batel, why the Achbar is not, does it apply to Shari Surim or not to Shari Surim, let's take a look at our Shir. What makes bittel? So, the Orach HaShulchan in our Shir, the Orach HaShulchan opens its commentary on this simon by reminding us that bittel is only effective if the Isser is Eino Nikar. It's not Nikar. Well, of course, this makes sense. Let's say, for example, in an extreme case, you have an egg, a hard-boiled egg, sitting in a swimming pool. That's Nikar. The egg is never batel. Maybe the taste coming out of the egg is batel, but the egg in the swimming pool is never batel. It never becomes mutter because you see it. It's nikar. Only things that are not nikar become batel. Similarly, heter nikar cannot mevatel iser that is not nikar. For example, if a piece of nevela falls into a pot of soup, and in that soup, there is also one heter piece of meat, which looks like the nevela, but it is impossible to distinguish between them, then both pieces are usser, even though there is 60 in the pot to mevatel the nevela, since the soup can only mevatel the taste of the piece and not the piece itself. So the heter nikar, which is the soup, cannot mevatel nevela, even though it is not nikar. Okay, meaning that just because the nevela is not nikar, we don't know which piece of meat in the soup is the nevela. Just because it's not nikar is not going to give us an added reason to mevatel it. The example given here, yavesh biyavesh, is another example of the fact that it's eino nikar is not going to help us. So too, if a nevela falls into a taruvus of 10 pieces of kosher meat, the first 9 are different in appearance than the nevela, and only one piece in all of those 10 are similar to the nevela. So those 2 pieces become aser because we don't know which one is the nevela. In other words, again, we see that just because it's not nikar, it's eino nikar, doesn't make it any easier to mevatel. Yavesh belach. Therefore, dry items cannot mevatel lach, and lach cannot mevatel yavesh. Okay, that's obvious, like my case of the egg in the swimming pool. The egg obviously is not being mevatel the water, because it can't move out the water, so small. But even still, it's a solid and the other one's a liquid. Where you see it, it's nikar. Same thing, the water can't move out the egg. You see the egg. So that is why a sheretz is not batel if it falls into a soup, even though it is broken up into small pieces. And even though there is more than 60 against the sheretz, the only way to matter the soup is to strain the iser, or to check each spoonful carefully. The exception being that if the soup is thick and the pieces of the sherets are indistinguishable from the other foodstuff in the pot, in that case, the sherets is batel. Okay, so you have to have the added point in order to make it a bittel, is that you need 60. The added point is that the pieces of the sherets look like other pieces of food in the pot. Only at that point it's batel. But it's not batel just because you can't strain it. That's not enough. If you can't strain it, that's not enough of a heter. Avodah Zorah 68b. There was an achbar that fell into a barrel of beer. Rav said that the beer is aser. The Rabbanan asked Rav Sheshes, does Rav hold that even if it is no tentam lefgam, it is aser? Rav Sheshes answered that Rav holds that nosin time of gam is usually mutter. But in our case, since it is a chiddush, that the Torah forbade the achbar, even though it itself tastes bad. Therefore, even if it gives off a bad taste, it is aser. In other words, since that's the taste that the Torah made forbidden, so and it was lifgam, it doesn't help that it tastes lifgam in the food, because that was the original taste that the Torah ushered. The Gemara asked, how can we say that an achbar tastes bad? We see that served on the king's table, right? They give it in the king's table. They give squirrels. Rav Simi of Nardea answers that the achbar of the forest, the squirrel, is served to kings, but the achbar of the mouse tastes bad. Achbar of the city tastes bad. The Gemara continues that Rava argues that if it gives a bad taste, then it is mutter. However, he was in doubt whether the achbar, the mata, this mouse, the rat, gives a good taste to beer or not. It's a new drink they should make up. Instead of the worm in the tequila, put the achbar in the in the beer. The Gemara then asks, what is the din if it fell into vinegar? Rav Hillel told Rav Ashi that Rav Kahana forbade it, and Rav Ashi said that there is no proof from Rav Kahana, since the case is that it was dismembered, it fell apart, and whether it has a lot of pieces, so, and you can't get the pieces out, so you might come to taste one which has no bittul. Since it was a Yaveh Shenlach, the pieces of the Achbar are Yaveh Shenlach. Let's look at our halacha. There is a machlokus here, Taz and Shach. What happens if the piece, let's say a nevela, falls apart? Not a sheretz, a nevela falls apart, and you can't find it in the taruvus. It's Mimbein Omino, you can't find it, and you can't sift it out. The question is, by Nevela, does it have the same din as the Sheretz or not? So to understand this, you have to know the Machlokas and the Hava Amina of Tosfos. Tosfos asked the question, why aren't the bee's legs in honey batel? Okay, keep in mind that how do they get the bee's legs out of honey? We don't have bee's legs in our honey. It's a centrifuge. In our days, they use a centrifuge to take out all the pisolus, all the junk from the honey. In the old days, they used to heat it up and then strain everything. But they could never get all the bee's legs out. So Tosu says, I see it. It's Yavesh and Lach. The bee's legs stay behind. They're Yavesh and Lach. So how come the bee's legs are batel and we can eat them? So the answer everybody answers, Tosfos, everybody, says because bees' legs are like Eitz Ba'alma, just wood, no taste. The question is, what was the Havamina? According to the Taz, the Havamina was Chetzi Shir. You might have a lot of bees' legs, you might end up getting them together, and they might end up having like a dasha. And even Chetzi Shir is Asur Mutora. Even if you could not collect all the bee's legs to make an adasha, still any part of Isser is Asur, because it's possible to gather it all up and make a shir. The answer is no, bee's legs are different because they don't give a taste. So we don't worry about Chetzi Shir by bee's legs. The Shach said, no, the reason why Tosfos had a Havamina to Asur the honey, was because bees' legs are an aver, and it's aver minachai. So therefore, you can't. And since aver minachai is aser, so maybe the honey should be aser. The answer is no. It's not an aver. It's just a piece of wood ba'am. It doesn't have the same dinim of aver. So the machlokus is what's pshat in the havamin of Tosfos. So now, if you go according to the Taz, so then it comes out that Tosfos was worried about Chetzi Shir. So that means any small amount that did not dissolve is called a Chetzi Shir. So if the rodent or even a nevela did not dissolve completely, it'll be usher, even though it's even though it's very small, and there's 60 against it. According to the Shach, since we're dealing with the Havamina as an Aver, and an Aver is an Isser Deraisa, even on a small amount, so only those things which are an Isser Deraisa on less than a Kazayas, let's say the rodent. The rodent is Usher even in Adasha. So only in those cases of Isser Deraisa, we don't let the bittel happen. But if it was not a bittel, if it was not an Isser Deraisa, then it will be bittel. Now, let's look at our shir. The Torah says that if it was cut, the achbar, in a way that it cannot be removed, everything is Usher. According to the Ramah, the Torah is teaching us a chumrah in the case of shratzim. We are strict when dealing with shratzim, since the iser applies to a piece that is as small as an adasha, a chickpea. The Darkei Moshe, brought in the beginning of the Taz, explains that if a piece of sheretz is left in the size of a kadasha, the Rabbanan give it a din of a bria, and it is not batal. Okay, the Rabbanan say that it's not batal. Really, it should be batal, but since it's aser, even though it's a small thing, the size of Medasha, and it's still aser deraisa, so the Rabbanan gave it an extra din that it's not batal in this case. Because maybe you're going to end up tasting it. It'll come as a shalim piece into the person's mouth, and it'll be over an iser deraisa. Other Yisurim are batal barov, even if they are a kazayas. Okay, but that we go back on our regular dinim, unless there is a special reason to say otherwise, that they're not batal, unless in a kazayas. So shratzim are a special case, because since in a less than an adasha, you see that the Torah was machmir on it. So Rabbanan say, we see that shratzim are more machmir, so we're also going to be more machmir on shratzim. It mirrors the deraisa. Shar Isurim. The Taz argues with the Ramah, as I explained so far a couple of times. First of all, the Taz says, we do not give a piece of sheretz, the din of bria, because a bria is not batal, only in a case where it's whole. So bichlal, to say that the sheretz has a din of bria, is a problem. Secondly, Rashi, which is the source of the Ramah brought in the Taz, can be read lav davka, without strict inference. And therefore, the svar of Rashi can apply to other Yisurim as well. In other words, not just to bees' legs, but to other Yisurim as well. The Taz proves that any Isser is not batal because of the din of chetishir. Any Isser. Meaning that even though the Malkos is only given to eating a kazayas, or an adash in the case of shratzim, still the Torah forbids even eating a smaller amount. Okay, since the Torah forbids even a smaller amount on anything, let's read the footnote. Since it can be combined with more Isser to make a kazayas. This is called chazei litzirufe, meaning that it may come to be combined, mitzdaref, with other Isurim, the other Isser of itself, to make a kazayas. In the case of bees' legs, brought in the name of Tosfos, the Taz explains that there is not enough bees' legs to make an adasha. Therefore, the din of chetzi chazei litzirufe, which is the basis for the din of chetzishir, does not apply. So in the Havamina of Tosfos, why aren't the bees' legs batal? The Havamina is because they would be chazei litzirufe. You could make up a whole bunch, get a whole bunch of bees' legs, and then they would not be batal. The answer is, in the Havamina, that there's never enough bees' legs in honey to make an adasha. Derech Agav, we know that the other reason is that even the bees' legs that are there now are batal, even though you see them and maybe eat them, is because they're like Eitz Ba'am. That's the Maskana. But in the Havamina, that was the pilpul in the Havamina. Back to our shir. So according to the Taz, since eating a small amount is chazilitzirufe, it's never batel, even though a person doesn't get malchus for it. The Taz concludes that unless the Isser is lach belach or yavesh biyavesh, it is not batel no matter how small it is, because it is nikar. Obviously, there is no bittel in the case of yavesh and lach, since the Isser is clear, is nikar, clearly nikar. Yavesh and lach, like I told you about the egg in the pool. However, in the case of yavesh and yavesh, and the Isser is not nikar, then it is batel in 60, even though it is ein omino. For example, meat and a piece of sheretz that looks like meat. So then that is batel. However, if the taruvis is yavesh balach, and the yavesh cannot be strained, let's say the lach is thick, you still have to strain the yavesh to get it out, and you can't. Still, doesn't matter. It's nikar and not batel. The Gra explains that even if the Isser can only be recognized by touch, it is called nikar. So you see now why, in our case, that according to the Taz, it doesn't matter whether the Isser is sheretz or it's shari surim. The fact is that it's nikar. I can feel it. Some cases I can see it. No matter where you go, it's nikar. The difference between shratim and shari surim, the Nekudas HaKesef on the Taz and the Shach 3 defend the Ramaz din. The Shach says that by shari surim, if you cannot separate the Isser, it has a din of yavesh biyavesh, big chiddush, since you can't separate it. However, by shratim, since there is malchus, even if you cannot see the Isser, we are afraid shema yifka b'mashmasho shel Isser, meaning that perhaps when eaten, one will come in contact with an adasha of Isser, and which there is going to be malchus. So even if you can't separate it, it's still Isser because it's not really batel. It's not batel because you're going to come to taste, eat it without enough heter. You're going to eat a small amount, and then the person will be over eating a sheretz. Lamaisa, the Kaf HaChaim, the Svardim, hold like the Taz that it's nikar, something which is that even by shari surim. So let's say the famous question that I ask is: a fly dive bombs into your chulent, or a half a fly, you only get half of it out. So the whole chulent's usher because that is nikar. The half a fly is yavesh and lach. Obviously, all the potatoes are mutter, the meat is mutter, but what about the juice? So the juice is mutter, is usser, unless you strain it. That's yavesh and lach, it's nikar. That would be according to the Taz, the Kaf HaChaim, the Mechaber. The Chavizdah says, the Chavizdah and the Pischei Tshuva hold like the Shach, that if you can't find the isser, because it's too hard to strain, so then we rely on a bittel. Okay, the other point I want to bring out in this siman, which is sometimes confusing, is in Gimel, the Ramah, where he says, Mihu bechala ubishichra yesh lechush kamo ba'achbra. So that's the case of, let's say, a mosquito falls into, or a fly falls into, a cup of wine, or as I mentioned earlier, the worm in the tequila. So in those cases, because it fell into Dabar Harif, that's what we said, that even though these things are ma'os, that they're disgusting, nobody eats them, still in a Dabar Harif, like shichra, whiskey, or wine, challah, so those things, they will bring the bug to a taste of lishvach, and therefore the bug can usher until 60. So that would be like a worm in a tequila. If it gets down to the bottom of the tequila and there's not 60 in the bottle against the tequila, that last little drop is usher. Or if the worm falls into the cup when it's being poured, so then if there's not 60 against it, it's usher, even though worms are normally lifgam. Same thing with a fly in a cup. Fly falls into a bottle, obviously there's 60 against it, but if it fell into a partially cup of wine, so then the wine is usher. Providing that it was pickled. And doesn't say here in this case how long it takes to pickle. Okay, let's look at the review questions. Question number one. Can that which we know is heter mevatel iser explain? So the answer is that whatever we know is heter is not part of the taruvas. So water and solids are not one taruvas. So there we say heter does not mevatel the iser. But in a case of three pieces, and I don't know, three yavesh, and I don't know which yavesh is usher, and I don't know which two are mutter, so then I say that the heter does mevatel the iser. Because I don't know really which one of the three, or which two of the three are mutter. So then I say there's a general rule that the iser is batel berov. Let's say I have 10 pieces of heter, solids, and one of them looks like a nevela that just fell into it. So I got 11 pieces altogether of them. Two of them look the same. And one of them is a nevela. So I don't say that the nine heter are mitzdarif to the taruvas to mevatel the iser. Because I know for sure those are heter. They're not part of my suffix. The only thing that's part of my suffix is the one piece that's left, which is a nevela, which is looks like the nevela, so I don't have enough. It's just one against one, so it can't mevatel it. That which I know is heter, I know for sure is heter, doesn't help us to mevatel the iser. Let me clarify something. It can help mevatel the taste of the iser, because if the taste spreads, so then the taste went into the heter. But in terms of mevateling the iser itself, potatoes can't mevatel oranges. I know those are potatoes. I know they're not part of the taruvas. So that which we know is heter cannot mevatel iser. Only everything that's part of the suffix that we don't know for sure is heter. We just know the general that there's enough heter. That mevatels iser. Number two. What and why is there a chumra concerning the Shmona Shratzim as compared to Shar Isurim? So the chumra is that by Shratzim, the Isser is Kedasha. So the Chumra is that since the Torah was Makpid on an Adasha and made it Asher, therefore the Rabbanan say, we too will not let it be Batal, even if there's 60 against it. We don't let it be Batal. And by Shari Surim, is that as machlokes shach and taz. Shari surim, according to everybody, chetishir is aser. But according to the taz, since chetishir is aser, therefore it's not batal, even in 1,000, if it's yavesh blach, that you can't sift it. And that's according to the taz. And according to the shach, if I can't sift it, it's like yavesh b'yavesh, and it'll be batal. Number four. Why are bees' legs batel in honey? By the way, I just did number two and three together up on top. Number four. Why are bees' legs in honey batel in honey, even though they are nikar? Explain according to Taz, and a different reason according to the Shach. So according to Taz, they're not chazei litzei rufei, and according to the Shach, since I can't sift it, it's called Batel Berov. Number five, give an example of Yavesh B'Yavesh Min Be'en Omino that is Batel. Okay, that would be, let's say, a piece of nevela that's mixed up with chickpeas, and they all look the same. The chickpeas and the nevela look the same. They're the same size. And it's all mixed up, let's say, in a soup. So that's Yavesh B'Yavesh. Then the nevela against the chickpeas, min be'en omino, because it's a nevela and those are chickpeas, and it's batel because I don't know which one it is. So it's batel. It looks the same. It has a, it looks like mevamino, but it's really not. And number six, when is 60 needed against the bleus of a fly? If it fell into davar harif, then it will need a 60 against it.